Is it time for us to go on?
I think it is. I believe it is.
Land sakes alive, look at all of these women. Wall to wall ladies. Isn't that something?
It sure is, Alfred. I'm glad to have you back with us again this year. And we got a good guest coming in just a few minutes, but I just wonder, isn't this a beautiful looking bunch of ladies today?
It sure is.
I'll tell you what, looks like an orchard, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. Over there looks like some delicious red apples.
That's right. Right here looks like some delicious yellow apples.
Yeah, over there looks like some pears.
Yeah. What's this over here look like?
I don't know yet. Oh, okay. Hey, there's a couple of stumps over there. Oh,
come on now. Come on now. Hey, we're glad you're back in this year. Are you glad you're here today?
I sure am. I'm really looking forward to the day because we got some special guests.
That's right. We sure have. And I believe you're going to enjoy one of them especially, if not both of them.
You do?
Yes, sirree. As a matter of fact, I just wondered by chance if you have anything you'd like to say before they come out.
No, I want to meet them. I just love to meet them. You know, every year I'm looking for someone to be kind of identified with me.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I believe you find something very common with this one coming in, or at least on your same level. And so, if you like, we'll introduce them right now.
Okay, let's go there.
All right. I'd like to say no further ado from all the way in Indiana, Miss Kay and Katie.
There's a lot here. Yeah, look at all of them. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that was awful. I think you can do better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
No, you can do better than that. Good morning. It's a joy to be here with you, and we want to say thank you for sharing this day with us. You've given up a Saturday. That's a big deal, and I appreciate it. I thank you so much for coming. We also want to say thank you to Pastor and Mrs. Ennis for inviting us, and Miss Wendy for inviting us to be a part of this meeting. That was nice of them. It's a joy to be here with you, Pastor and Miss Ennis, and you, Alfred. Alfred? Alfred, are you okay? I say
he looks a bit dummy-founded.
Well, knock me over and call me Rover. Oh.
Yeah. I am a hollow wooden friend just like you. Only
what?
Only I'm a whole lot cuter.
Well, sirree, well, we'd only just say we're glad to have you both here today and hope that you enjoyed yourself, and we're so glad you came.
Well, it's a joy to be here with you.
Oh, happy day. When Katie come our way. You know what? I can relate to her. You know, we may be from the same family tree.
I doubt that. Well, we're so glad to have them here. I hope you feel right at home.
Amen to that.
Oh, goodness, you don't want to say that to her.
Why not?
Because at home, all you rather do is eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
Okay, Katie.
Pastor, I'm telling you, she'll eat you out of everything.
Well, you know, Katie, I understand that you're from Indiana. Is that where you grew up at?
Well, actually, I am a transplant.
A good one, too, I'll tell you that.
I came all the way from Virginia.
Well, you know, I'm from Okanagan Swamp, they say. But I doubt that.
Why do you doubt that, Alfred?
Well, first of all, I'm scared of water, and ciphers kind of itch me. Well, Alfred, I think you can just be quiet a few minutes, and let's see what Katie and Miss Kay has to say. Okay.
Katie and I've been together a long time. Yeah, a really long time. We've been together for over 31 years. You know, that's a long time to be stuck with a crazy girl like you. But I'm a bit confused. Confused? Why is that? Well, because after all these years, well, let's just say I still look the same. Yeah, I'm cute and lovely and young. What happened to you? Me? What's wrong with me? Girl, these 31 years haven't been good to you. Yeah, you're all cracked and wrinkled and old. Old? I'm not old. 89's awfully old to me. I'm 89? Yeah, well, I'm glad you're finally admitting it. Katie, can we just get back to answering the pastor about how we met and tell him a little bit about ourselves?
Yeah, we can change the subject. Nobody wants to know how old you are. They already can tell. You must be Methuselah's mother. Yeah, when we met, you could say it was love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, you saw me, and naturally, you loved me. After that, you adopted me.
I know what you mean, Katie. May I call you Kate?
Kate? You want to call me Kate?
Yeah.
Well... I guess you can call me Kate. Sure. Al. Allie, old boy.
Yeah, I get your point. I sure do. Hey, preacher, can I call you Charles? Do I need to call you Charles or preacher or dude? What do you call you? Hey,
I think everybody, you know, calls me a first name, but I pastor. I don't mind that from time to time.
Well, you know, Charles and I have been together forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and
I think they get the point, Alfred. I sure do.
Hey, Allie, you said you're afraid of water, right?
Yes, I am.
You silly boy. Don't you know you're made of wood? You will float.
Yes, that's right, Katie. Wood will float.
She said I was made of wood.
That's right.
Yeah, you're a naughty pine.
Preacher, did she say I'm mighty fine?
You know, speaking of water, the Bible has many stories that deal with water.
Really?
Yep, that's right. Even Christ himself performed miracles with and around water.
Oh, that's because he's the master of the seas.
Yes, he is.
Why are we talking about water?
Well, you see, the theme of this meeting is called Anchored in Christ. It's a nautical theme.
I like nautical themes. Do you, Allie?
Yes, sir. I really love nautical things. I like to think I have a bit of kind of driftwood in me anyhow. You know that? As a matter of fact, I love nautical stories.
What's your favorite nautical story? Is it Moby Dick? Or maybe it's Little Mermaid? Or maybe you like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Oh, no. They made a song out of my story.
Well, what was that?
Well, you want me to sing it for you?
Sing it?
Yeah.
You want to sing? Well, I guess so.
Well, here we go. Listen. Listen.
I'm listening.
You're not pulling the string. Oh, okay.
we go, here we go. Row, row your boat gently down the street. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think that's a nautical story. Well, it sure is to me. It tickles my timbers.
I know lots about nautical stuff.
You do? What do you know about nautical stuff?
Well, I know I look cute in my nautical outfit. And I know I like to go sailing and fishing and... Oh, yeah. I learned about anchors.
Anchors? Well, what do you know about anchors?
Well, I know they're a big help to the sailors.
Yes, they are a big help to the sailors.
See, that sometimes you can't see the anchor, but you know that it's there, especially if you're in a storm.
That's right, Katie. You see, in a storm, if the captain doesn't put out the anchor, then the ship will be tossed to and fro, and it might run into some rocks and be damaged.
And then you're gonna sink. And also, I know that anchors are also good to keep you from drifting away.
That's right. Without the anchor, then the ship may get off course, and you'll be drifting far away.
And then you'll be forever lost.
That's right.
Do you like those stories?
Yeah. Spiritual, yes, sir. You know, Alfred, that's true, because we have an anchor in Christ. We're grateful to know he's not... Yeah, when we get in storms, he'll help us out. As a matter of fact, he leads us to safety and gets us to a place where we can really serve God. Even after the storm, we're better than sometimes we were before we went through the storm.
That's a really good spiritual lesson there, preacher.
I taught him everything he knows.
He doesn't know very much.
That's some real wonderful truth, though. You know, hey, Katie, maybe you and I can talk some after a while.
Talk? You going to talk? Well, I don't know, Allie. I'm really kind of dizzy.
Hey, Katie, I got some chocolate. I understand you love chocolate. I got some chocolate over at the fellowship hall.
Talk to you? Oh, I'd love to! I wouldn't want to rob you of your blessing of sharing with little old me.
Oh, that's okay. You see, hey, preacher, you know, we got to go.
What do you mean we got to go?
I got to go and spruce up a little bit.
You got to spruce up. Well, I'll tell you this. We're glad to have Kate and Katie with us today. And I just thought that, I'll tell you what, Miss Kate, we'll see you a little bit later.
Hey, wait just a minute.
What do you mean?
I don't remember yet inviting you to this chocolate feast.
Well, why not? I'll tell you this. We have to be there. Just tell me why. Because Miss Kay and I are going to be chaperones. And after all, Alfred, you can't even speak without me.
What do you mean?
I mean, you can't talk without me.
Can't talk with you, hardly can I.
Well, anyhow, do you get the point?
Yes, sir, I get the point.
We'll say goodbye to the ladies.
Well, ladies, goodbye. And I enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy your day today. And ladies, I would invite you to the chocolate festival, but I don't have enough chocolate in the world to feed this crowd. Kate, we see you later, okay?
All right,
okay.
Allie.
Okay, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Hey, preacher.
Yeah, Alfred.
I believe she'll fit in my suitcase.
You do? Oh, my. Well, we can fix it. We're just going to have a good time today, you know that?
I know that. Once you step, don't you drop me.
I'm not going to drop you.
Here we go. Katie, I see you after a while.
Bye, Allie.
By the way, Alfred is leaving the building.
Why, Katie, I've never seen you like this before. Are you in love?
You better believe I'm in love.
Katie, you're in love with Alfred?
Alfred? Are you crazy?
But you called him Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, that's what I call all of them.
All of them? How many Mr. Wonderfuls do you have in your life?
Oh, I have bunches and bunches. Let's see, there's Mr. Wonderful. Baby Ruth. Mr. Wonderful. Snickers. Mr. Wonderful. Hershey's. Oh, and I'm going to the fellowship hall and have an encounter with each one of them. I can hardly wait.
You're talking about chocolate.
Yeah, you're pretty smart, aren't you?
Do you eat a lot of chocolate?
Am I a girl?
Well, aren't you worried if you eat a lot of chocolate, you'll get out of shape?
Oh, goodness, no. After all, round's a shape. Besides, don't you know, chocolate is good for you.
It's good for me. How's that?
Oh, chocolate's good for your hair. It's good for your eyes. It's good for your skin. And also, did you know, chocolate's good for your love life.
Chocolate's good for my love life. How's that?
Girl, you take a chocolate bar and you put it in your husband's shirt pocket, and I'm telling you, you won't be able to keep your hands off of him. Oh, they really liked that one.
Yes, they did.
You know, sometimes I laugh so hard that my tears run down my legs. I think that's happening in this Ennis right now, too.
Katie, we need to be going now.
You mean it's time for me to sail away with Alfred and eat all of this chocolate?
Katie.
Well, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
I say you need to eat healthy.
Eat healthy?
Yes, that's right. You need to eat healthy.
Oh, okay, I will.
Well, that's good. That's easy enough.
Yeah, I'll have Alfred take some chocolate syrup and write the word healthy on two Snicker bars. It's been great seeing you. I love you.